spirit of Christmas and the holidays be with you, your friends and your family. From 1340 WLBA.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Melody on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Mama, mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus?
The late, great Roy Orbison and his Christmas 1963 present for us, Pretty Paper, written by a young Willie Nelson, who was still cutting his teeth as a young singer-songwriter in Nashville. And he scored one of his great successes when he got Roy Orbison to do Pretty Paper, a Christmas classic. We also heard Cheech and Chong from 1971, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. It has become a perennial classic ever since it came out in Christmas of 71. After Cheech and Chong had borrowed some Christmas classics from their friend Dr. Demento and listened to them, they decided to come up with their own Christmas classic, and that they did. 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock here on WLVL. We'll continue on with our music right after we take this very important break.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL.
During this festive season, Intercommunity Memorial Hospital and Lockport Memorial Hospital both send sincere wishes that yours is a happy and content holiday. Merry Christmas from Intercommunity Memorial Hospital of Newfane and Lockport Memorial Hospital.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
I'm Tiger Cub James Sacco from Cub Scout Pack 4 in Lockport, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
May the spirit of Christmas and the holidays be with you, your friends, and your family. From 1340 WLBA.
As Vic Dana, a song that isn't specifically a Christmas song, but is always associated with the season, Little Altar Boy, from 1961. And Vic Dana was born in Buffalo, New York, and traveled to the West Coast with his family to further his entertainment career. Vic was once a fill-in in the group The Fleetwoods, but once he got his own career going, he had himself a nice long string of hits that stretched into the decade of the 70s. Vic Dana, Little Altar Boy. Before that, we heard the Surfaris of Wipeout fame and A Surfer's Christmas List from 1963. And, of course, anything a surfer might want, including that longboard 9'3", which the surfers don't really use anymore. But back in 63, they were pretty popular. We heard Yogi Jorgensen, a.k.a. comedian Harry Stewart, who did a lot of dialect humor, and I Just Go Nuts at Christmas was from 1949, and the 45 RPM record had Jingle Bells, of course, as its flip side. And Yogi also recorded a song called The Ballad of Ole Svensson, which was a takeoff on, of course, The Ballad of Davy Crockett. 26 minutes until 5 here on WLVL. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll hear more great Christmas classics.
Niagara County's hometown radio station, 1340 WLVL.
International Stone Gallery would like to extend a special thank you this holiday season to all their past and present customers. They appreciate your business. Everyone at International Stone Gallery wishes you, your family, and friends a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holiday season.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Coder. I'm stationed in Osan Air Base, South Korea. I just want to say season's greetings to my family in Western New York, Mom, Dad, Ryan, Adrian, and of course, go Buffalo Bills!
May the spirit of Christmas and the holidays be with you, your friends, and your family. 1340 WLVA.
That's the unmistakable sound of Brook Benton and a song he made in 1959 for the season, This Time of Year. Mason Williams, a decade later, 1969, did the classical gas thing with Green Sleeves. What Child Is This? Has become a Christmas classic. Mason Williams, a very multi-talented guy, was the head writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. And a very talented musician, Steve Martin, credits Mason Williams with teaching him how to play banjo. And, of course, Mason certainly could play that guitar. Presents for Christmas with Solomon Burke started the set off from 1966. Solomon, I got to give props to Solomon Burke for giving a shout-out to all the disc jockeys around the world. Thank you, King Solomon, for that. I give my shout-out to you. Presents for Christmas from the great Solomon Burke. 16 minutes until 5 o'clock here on WLVL. We'll take one more break before we hit the top of the hour and the close of our program for this afternoon. Back right after these very important messages.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Hi, this is Dan Nevereth. Shelley and Marlene at Stanford Hearing Aids, Niagara Falls, Ontario, wanted me to wish you a very Merry Christmas and joyful, safe holiday season. Here's a suggestion. Give a loved one the gift of hearing from Stanford Hearing. Call them toll-free at 877-357-6166.
I'm Jeremiah Marocca from Cub Scout Pack 4 in Lockport. Have a happy holiday season. And remember to drive safely.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Imagine how many lives would be saved if nobody drove drunk. Hard to imagine? Well, maybe, but remember this. If you drink, don't drive. Call a cab or let someone else drive. If only one life is saved, it will be worth it. Believe me, when you get behind the wheel of that 2,000-pound bullet, you're a loaded weapon if you've been drinking. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Thanks.
May the spirit of Christmas and the holidays be with you, your friends, and your family. From 1340 WLVA.
Santa Claus. Dig it on James Brown. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Soul Brother number one, the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, recorded this Christmas classic in 1968. We also heard the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis, and Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. 1957 was the year when Elvis recorded his classic Christmas album. And then in the early 70s, he recorded another one. And finally, they put out one CD that had all of Elvis's Christmas songs on it, which was a good find for those of us that, first of all, like Christmas music, and secondly, like Elvis, or maybe it's the other way around. We heard Stevie Wonder and Someday at Christmas, 1966, the year of 16-year-old Stevie Wonder, wondering if things can be better. I think we're still wondering. 6 minutes till 5 o'clock, we have time for one more before we hit the top of the hour. And it's going to be from the Fab Four. The Beatles recorded special Christmas messages and Christmas songs to members of their fan club. And only members of their fan club would get these records. And some years later, they finally put out one of them. And we, of course, greedily grabbed onto it. Here's Christmas Time Is Here Again from the Fab Four, closing things off for the Melody Corner Rockin' Christmas Part 1.
Enter Plans here, remix, page 444.
Christmas time is here again. 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 But since you know when Christmas
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very Merry Christmas to listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr and I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and a really Happy New Year to all listeners.